L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We could do the double and there's no parade. KG, we're not doing that.
You had a parade because you lost to Arsenal.
Who had a parade?
You had a parade now. when has there ever been an all-United panel? When you lot won the FA Cup. When you lot won the FA Cup, was there all United
don't
panel?
Don't let them do this.
We don't pick the shows.
When you won a League Cup, was there all United
Cup? Wait, stop, because we don't pick the shows.
This guy produces, he produces filthy now. If there was credits at the end, this is executive producer.
This is poet's fault.
That's why it's on camera no more. He's in the director chair in the background.
That was quick, just out of nowhere.
What's that?
Dashed in the limelight, come on.
Oh, what, you?
No, you.
Oh,
you're
no,
by
no,
yourself
no.
now.
No, we're straight. It's lonely at the top, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hear it.
This is what we do, man. United. Obviously, welcome to Filthy Fellas. I've been seeing stuff in the comments. I'm not even going to lie, I've been feeling it myself as well. The channel's losing its way.
Because you left us.
Huh?
You left us, bro.
No, it's not because of
bro,
that.
Bro, you left us, bro.
It's not because of that.
You did a Martial special, or I don't even know what the player to call you.
I never. I was just on extended leave. I told you what I'd done. I'm Hollywood Rock. I heard
you was asking about other offers. I heard you was checking.
I was getting poached. People trying to poach me. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to call it conversations.
Yeah.
But I heard things.
Chats.
There was chats. The channel's been moving like AFTV. It's very Arsenal heavy.
Yes.
There's loads of United hate.
Yeah.
Like loads of it. Like it's ridiculous. You know what I'm trying to say? It's getting to the point where we're not even talking sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? And it's not just loons.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Poet. Name them, bro.
Poet.
Steve-O's cool. Lippy.
Yeah, Lippy's crazy.
Beyond idiot. Is moving like a beyond idiot, bro. Beyond I've never idiot. Seen anyone Wait. Move the way.
Who wants this? Ross, no. Man's got that belly Brother. On. Man's Brother. Got the whole thing on. With the gloves. Brother.
Wait,
and the short sleeve.
Bro, it's a Man United.
And the short sleeves.
Bro, it's a Man United episode. We need more time, bro.
We need more time. Go away.
Bro, look how you... Man heard his name once. Man thought his candy, man. Man heard his name once. And he pulled up, bro.
I got summoned.
People like, nah. This is what I don't like. They promised me the table.
Yeah.
For a little bit at least. I ain't even introed yet. You get what I'm trying to say? This channel is like AFTV. So they said, it's time for United to have the table in an unbiased, safe space where we could just talk about things United, not listening to haters, idiots in the background. It's just an honest conversation. And very I think good. It's the perfect time after the disappointing result on the weekend against Arsenal.
Yes.
Even though we was the better team.
Best team lost.
Way better.
It's still disappointing. And maybe that's the reason why it's disappointing. Obviously, as United fans, we're full of ambition. We can't take nothing with that.
We don't like second.
We haven't been born for second.
Only one team likes second.
But they got the 3 points and that's all that matters. But we don't want to dwell on that. This is our time.
I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling kind of confident moving
the
forward.
The floor's yours, man. Talk, man.
Come on, bro.
Whoa.
Man heard confidence.
What's this?
What's
madness?
Wait, relax.
What's
I'm
wait.
Hearing words like confidence.
Yeah.
No. Show me the pain.
No, there's no pain over here.
Pain or no pain. I need to know how it feels. Don't lie. Don't what? Lie, because I've been where you lot are. Where you played better.
No.
Maybe deserved to win. But you see the 3 points, not even the point. It weren't yours right now, bro.
You know what's shameless about what you're doing right
How's
now?
How's it shameless,
you're not
bro?
Because you lot are Stoke. You lot have become Stoke. I couldn't believe it, bro.
Did you see their goal kicks yesterday?
No, forget about the goal
the
kicks.
The football is dire.
Oh, long throws, yeah. Long throws were crazy.
All that's missing is the towel on Rory Delap. You, man, like, they should have just wiped off the ball, whoomed it into the box, you know?
But you know what, though? Let me be honest with you. It is our fault because we could have moved the advertised hoardings closer to the pitch.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah.
Like, they've done, they used to do that when Stoke came to town.
We don't know they're going to move like that.
Oh, we got
you
the
did
ditch.
That, you did that for our corners. A man's run up was a step. I'm seeing a man do mini run up. Yeah, you did it. You
see
did
their
it.
Goal kicks though? Bro, I've not seen that in years in the Prem where like, it's not the final minutes and you're hoofing it that long. Like they're just saying, Jokeris, lump it to Gokeres or whatever, yeah?
You know what? There's a lot needs to be said about that striker. We'll get there. But I'm saying the first thing that we have to address is Arsenal don't play good football no
more.
They
don't.
No, at all.
Arsenal, the Arsenal, you know that, well. Arsenal that we remember is gone.
It's gone.
It's dead.
Gone. It's dead.
That Arsenal died maybe two seasons ago.
Listen, go ahead. Boys, you played well. We didn't play that well. That's all that happened. We still won,
did
though.
Did you deserve to win?
Yes.
So do you feel like you still play good football? All
right, cool. The football has taken a step back to when it comes to how attractive it is. But it's way more functional. We play a shape that's way more easy to defend. Yeah, we still, don't get interested, you lot had the most of the ball. But when we have the ball, we try to play, bro. You understand? Yeah, the couple channel runs happen. It gets like
pick up
that.
Odegaard.
But we did what we had to do to win. Odegaard was playing lovely right. football yesterday.
All right, cool. Look, they promised me my segment. And just
it's disgusting.
Just,
it's
I'm
disgusting.
Just gonna
add just in keeping with the show.
I'm just gonna add
just how it goes, just like in typical AFTV fashion, no respect. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like mug man, it's cool because we got a show to do, so let's just do the proper show. Cause the Premier League is back, boys.
It's yeah? back.
But one thing I want you to know at home is how football is discussed with knowledgeable fans.
Mm.
Yeah, have that. Just notice the difference in this week's show when there's knowledgeable fans, not so much bias and stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Just take that.
Just United.
All United panel, apart from me.
Why are you United now?
No, I'm saying all United.
We wouldn't
panel.
Let him. We wouldn't let him. We would never let him anywhere
you
near
London
our club.
Man, you man.
Bro, you heard
even
my story,
the proper
bro.
Man, you.
Here we go. This is
you are man red. Pro evolution.
Yeah. Premier League is back, boys. Liverpool and City, they got off to winning ways. What do you expect? West Ham might be done. They might be relegated.
Don't say might be.
Stevo.
Their keeper's a problem, man.
Could be cooked.
Total head loss.
And so, what is it? Who they lose to? Sunderland. Sunderland 3-0.
Now, but you know what? Sunderland look
they
decent.
Look decent.
You know?
Big up Sunderland.
Decent, man.
West Ham look poor, though.
Big up Sunderland.
They had the stadium rocking as well, man.
Newcastle can't score without Isak. We noticed that.
Looks that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll turn it around? They'll sort it out?
No. I think it's leaving.
I think they'll get better. I think everyone will get better, apart from you.
He's speaking about Arsenal. Desperately yeah. thinking about Arsenal. Desperately. Yeah. That was just projection.
No, I said everyone, but
the angle's cold.
You lot started. Let's carry on.
Nah, no, Spurs.
Look decent.
Got Burnley out of here.
Yeah, Kudos looks unplayable.
Richarlison looks good.
I might be getting early with this one, yeah? We might have to watch out for Spurs.
Bro.
Oh, wait, the reason why I'm saying this is Spurs scored a lot of goals last season. They only had that madman, the obviously high line. They had him that was moving crazy.
High line.
That's
good. That's what I call him. That's who he is.
See, Spurs, yeah, they lose out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They would be doing so well for so long and then see before you know it. Oh, they lost.
Kamikaze football.
And they just keep dropping down the table. They're not good enough to do anything.
Go on.
In the live show,
yeah.
When Craig was suffering on the floor,
oh,
in his leather pants and velvet shirt, you was head in hands, bro. This guy's a secret. Tottenham's your second team.
No, I hate you, man, so
bro,
much.
This guy was stood there like this.
No, I hate you, man, so much.
Is that what it is?
I hate you, man, so much. Like, your enemies are my friends.
But I don't like City.
I hate, no, I I'm saying like I hate you. Like, no, I was excited like when no, Spurs like was in the Champions League because they could say they have won before you. That's, I'm on that level. I hate you, man, that much.
Because you lot are that bad. So your hate level has to, let's go, man. Roll up. Too much.
Make sure, before we get to the video, you like, you subscribe, you comment. Well, comment now and then comment when you get to the end as well. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Well, let's start. You get me? Because you ain't got away with it, Lippy. You ain't got away with it. We are going to address it. You
know what
I'm trying to say?
Man.
There's elephants in the room. You know what I'm trying to say? There was one fixture, the only fixture that had everybody gassed for the weekend. You get me? The league started on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the facts.
It did.
That's Millie.
The league started on Sunday.
For Londoners.
Heavyweight, powerhouse, Arsenal versus Manchester United. And as I said before, it was a disappointing affair.
It wasn't. It wasn't, bro.
It was.
It was how the tables have turned mode. That's what it was, bro. Explain.
Break that one down.
Yeah, please.
Ugly, nasty tactics. Because that's one thing, yeah? You're not giving us, bro. That was our plan. Maybe to make, let me just land.
That wasn't your
let
plan.
Let me just land.
Don't do that.
Can I land, bro? Can I land? No, it weren't to be, to cut it that fine, innit? Yeah? But our plan was to let you lot have the ball and come at us, bro. Because you lot aren't great at that. You lot are good on a transition. That's how you lot always get us, how you lot get everyone. So we reduced the transitions. It was still kind of happening, but for the most part, we were reducing them. And because of that, you couldn't score.
Yeah, 20 shots.
Shots are shots, bro. That's fine.
We went through the transition. We got to your goalkeeper a lot.
Obviously, my thoughts, again, because I got the stats. Broski, you finished the season in 15th. You're still there again. Courtesy of the Arsenal, consistency is key. And the rim is here. We got to address something as well. Hussein's here today, by the way, trying to have an Amarim trim a little bit. I don't really like the way you're trying to, yeah? But Amarim, he's back to his crazy ways. Didn't score a goal, lost your opening game. He said, you know what that means? That means we can beat any team in the league because we outplayed Arsenal, who are such a great team. And I understand where he's... But you got to say that to the mandem in the changing room. I'm not saying blaze the mandem on camera, but just say, yo, yeah. Show a little bit of disappointment at least, bro. He's defending the thing, bro.
I'll be real. There's nothing to be disappointed about. I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing. See, leaving there yesterday, you could only be positive. You can only be, other than the result, which...
Why is he not?
Other than the result? No, other than what happened.
You play a game of football to get 3 points, yeah. But... From where Man United was, looking at that performance yesterday, there's not a Man United.
Did you hear what I just said?
No. Nah.
You was 15th.
Yes.
Do you know where you are now, Pinos?
14th and a half.
All right, well, look, they're giving me information here. I know they're going to lay on. I don't want to hear it, but I'm going to have to hear it because they're saying Amarin is still at it, setting all kinds of abysmal records. They're saying he's done it again. So let me see. What's he done? Let me see. This is the fastest a manager has reached 15 losses in the competition with a non-newly promoted side since Paul Hart at Portsmouth in 2009.
What I hate these stats, Portsmouth? Though. These are
what
dickhead stats, though.
What happened to Portsmouth? I wonder.
No, these are dickhead stats, though. Why are they saying a non-newly promoted? Like, allow it, bro.
Yeah,
like,
being best specific. You're trying to shoehorn
it. Just allow it, though. You stretched it so far to find this one, a non-newly. Just say how he's lost with 15.
The Portsmouth team... That I don't know about when they actually went down, but the Portsmouth team, just before they went down, like Papa Booba Diop and them, man, they're Lua Lua, better than you lot now. 100%.
What are you talking about? 100%.
Lua Lua, Defoe, Campbell was there, Kanu, they was better than now, bro.
Stupid stuff. Let me tell you what's dumb here. Obviously, the stats ain't going to stop.
Not now, but last.
They're going to keep taking the stats and keep taking information for the records and stuff because they need it, innit? Obviously, from year to year. But then what they're going to do now is use all last season stats to judge us of this season.
Like, we don't know we finished 15th.
This is the first game of the season. Yesterday was round one. You get me? Forget the last stuff. You're talking about all these 15 other games or whatever. It's one. We've lost one. Fair enough. We've lost... No. We did lose it. and I get that.
Because you know you ain't
but
said
just
that.
But it's one game. Ages.
Huh? You ain't said that. You lost for ages. You've been saying bare things. Yeah, the performance and the rare tear. You're just going around the result. It's like, game week one, I'm not an idiot. You're right. It's not all that matters. Game week one. Performance matters. 3 points matters more. But performance matters.
For me, performance matters more. Because
I agree.
We can grind out wins. If I would rather, and it's going to sound mad, but I would rather play well and take that 1-0 than play trash and win 1-0.
For
the first game, after finishing 15th, I'm looking for an improvement in the side. I want to see us play well over 90 minutes. I want to see the man looking like they're improving.
Shall I tell you why? Every United fan watched last season, first game of the season against Fulham. We played horribly, but we won 1-0. You can't tell me this season we're not going to walk away from that performance against Arsenal in a better place. We look more sustainable. We look like we're going to finish in a better place. Last season, we got the 3 points. This season, we didn't. But we look better than we did last season. Correct or no?
Also, the season before that, I went to the opener, the Wolves game.
Yeah, horrible.
Played terrible.
Horrible. Cunha,
exactly what Cunha done to use like yesterday, he done it to us.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
We won that game 1-0.
And it should have been a penalty for
and
them.
And I was more disappointed at that game than I was yesterday.
Can I say something that I noticed when Scribbs was speaking? No managers have dreadlocks.
Wait. Nah, didn't Rude Holly. When Rude Holly stopped. Hey, Rude Holly, I swear he had dreads. Or did he cut his dreads off when he wanted to?
Rigobert Song ain't a gaffer like that. I rate him as a player. No, because that's too spiritual.
But I'm not a manager. I'm not a manager.
How's man calling you a spiritual manager?
But I'm not a manager. But what I will say, is what I said is a fact.
Were you saying you'd rather play good and lose? Oh, for the first game. Okay, cool.
For the first game, I'm looking at cool. I'm thinking, Cass is playing. Stress. We ain't got a striker.
No striker.
Stress.
Buying there. Stress. Man's doing splits for the pre-warm-up. Looking like he's warming up for carnival. I'm stressed.
He's always doing them.
Kickoff
has
started.
He does it all the time, you know.
I'm seeing the team play. I'm thinking, right, we look decent. And we sustained that for 90 minutes.
He's always doing these splits. And I'm saying, is this a goalkeeper team? Or is this like his team?
I haven't seen this. What are you not talking about?
He does the splits, bro.
Man was doing the splits. Man was brocking it down on the pitch.
Buying there, bro.
No, but did you see him for Declan Rice's free kick, though? The way he tried to save it with his foot?
No.
He was basically doing the splits. It comes into action.
Oh, does it? Oh,
I don't want to see that.
He's moving, man.
Let's talk about him for a second, though. Yeah, the goal. Broski, let's talk about it before we talk about him. United fans, foul or no?
That's a foul, man. Twice.
He was fouling
Mount and he was fouling the keeper.
Do you know what it is? Be stronger, man.
I'm saying no foul.
He flapped at it, man.
Bro, my thing's this: a man's got his shirt. I've got the picture. He's got Mason Mount's shirt and he's trying to pull it over his head. How is that not a foul?
But that's not, Mason Mount weren't really involved.
He moved Mason Mount out of the way to get to Binder.
Who's Saliba?
Saliba moved Mason Mount out of the way to get to Binder. Mason Mount was in between them.
Before the
ball got kicked, before the corner, yeah, if you look at their positions, it's completely different. As soon as the ball starts going into the box, Saliba's just dragged my man, dashed him out the way, barged into Binder.
No, but we have to remember, Cunha was holding someone as well, you know? Serious holding.
When the ref sees that holding is happening, when they see it's even, they're kind of like, all right. Because in our box, it was happening. The same action that Bayern did try to do, Raya did that numerous times, where he's getting leaned on, but you've got to get...
Yeah, that's different. Being leaned on and having your arm getting dragged is completely different.
Do you know why I got no sympathy, though? Do you know why I got no sympathy? Because he got a hand...
He got a hand
on the ball.
Yeah, he got there.
So you flapped it.
He got his weak hand.
It's on him.
That's what hand is he? Is he right-handed or left-handed?
Bro, whatever hand he is.
Punch it. That's it. You punch it, it's a whole different combo.
And our first choice ain't in the
back. I don't think, the Premier League season can be won on day one of the season. But I think it can be lost.
Yeah, Arsenal ain't winning that.
I think it can be lost on day one of the season.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What? But you, what? Wait,
Arsenal ain't winning that.
So hold on.
Arsenal look poor.
I like where, continue.
You're not winning
this.
Nothing. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking at City, I'm looking at Liverpool, I'm looking at the other teams, and I'm looking at Arsenal. I'm like, this is poor.
So did we just witness Arsenal? Did we just witness Arsenal lose the league?
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
So I mean, they got the 3 points, though.
Your set-piece coach won't save
you. You lot can still win the league?
No one's saying that.
So you're trying to tell me, yesterday confirm that neither of us...
Yes, 100%.
You know what? I don't mind that, you know? But...
No, you do mind.
But...
You're not happy.
One of us won a game yesterday.
I get it.
That's what you care about here.
We get to build on that. Let's have it right. We're not going to go too far into it, but you got Fulham away next, yeah? If you even draw that game,
then all of this
is gonna. You understand? It don't matter how you played against us. You understand? Even if the way you lot are talking, even if you lot win not convincingly, you're still gonna kind of have doubt.
You know what? I said that. Yeah. See, United. See, last year against the big teams, we held ourselves.
Of course. Always.
It's how we break down the smaller teams.
Yes.
So really and truly, it's how we do perform against United, Fulham next week to see
where we are.
Yeah, yesterday encouraged me. You know why? Because every time we've beaten Arsenal in the past, it's been backs against the wall, defend, and then hit them on a counter. Yesterday, we took the game to Arsenal, who sat back, let us have the ball.
We didn't beat them.
We didn't beat them, but we created chances where we would usually struggle against a Crystal Palace, against a Fulham, against a West Ham, where they would sit back and low block, for example. Arsenal basically did that to a certain extent. Not as bad as a lower half team, whatever, but they still kind of did that. And it was encouraging that we created chances, even without a main target, even without a striker, we still created chances. The only criticism I've had, I'll have of United is that it wasn't clear-cut chances. It was chances like Dorgu was a moment of brilliance from Dorgu. Cunha was a moment of brilliance from Cunha. The most clear-cut chance I'd say we had was Mbeumo's header, and it was a Raya save. So my point is that the quality of chances we created wasn't good enough. That's the only criticism I have of yesterday.
He's a real you.
That's cool. There's still more
points. I know it.
That's cool. It's good.
I know it. From that's early. Cool, I brought him in. Because I know about you, man. You lot was just going to chat. When I heard Pinos is underwear, I said, yeah. I'm
saying that. Back up.
Okay, you're saying it.
When you're watching how much of a handful Cunha and Mbeumo are, yeah? And that's against Gabriel and Saliba.
Yeah.
That's the best partnership in the
100%.
League. Yeah, are we?
No, absolutely.
Not in the league, Europe.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're not getting better than them. You're not signing two centre backs right now better than them two in Europe. I'll be honest.
I can hear that's a good solution. You're not individually. They are as good as he's
and
talking.
I don't like them, but
and
they are.
Cunha and Mbeumo was an absolute handful for 100%. Them. You know what I'm trying to say? Like the whole time, they're not playing against Gabriel and Saliba every week.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was encouraging.
These men play in the league week in, week out. You know what I'm trying to say? That like, that thing, oh, can you turn up for a small team or a big team? That's a United problem. That's not a Cunha and Mbeumo problem. They come from Wolves and Brentford.
So you know what I'm trying to say? They're ready to work.
They know how to go into Craven Cottage and mash their man up.
Yeah. Bro, we saw Cunha,
Garnacho and Rashford and the man problem.
Do you feel me? It's different. It's different now. It's the whole front three's changed.
Yeah.
And we created chances before.
Without a striker as well.
And we put people in positions that's going to take the chances now.
Did we play to Sesko though? Because one thing I didn't like is when Maguire's up there, we now find him. We remember someone's up there that's 6 foot plus.
You don't.
But
just
then when
go
Sesko's
long.
Up there, we didn't try to, like, I didn't think we was trying to get the ball
when
to
he's
him.
When he's starting the game, he's 6 foot five, yeah? I think if that mentality is the one that's in your head, yeah, that means from when he's starting the game, that's just going to be in there. It's just going along and just trying to find him the whole time. You can't lose your way. He's got to be able to fit into the way that we play, innit? You know what I'm saying?
He's barely played.
Sesko didn't play for long, yeah? But it looked similar to Gyökeres, yeah?
Huh?
Just let me land. Can I land?
No.
Can I land in a sense where he wasn't used to the intensity? Bro, that was the first time a ball was dropping on him, he just stood there waiting to just head it. Broski, Gabriel just jumped on his shoulders and just got him out of there. That happened to Gyökeres every single time. Anytime he tried to stand there and just do the strong thing, that don't happen over here. The fact Yoro's weaker than him didn't even matter yesterday. Yoro was just sharper. That's what it's about.
Bodied him. Delit was the
body too.
Delit looked after Gyökeres.
Bodied Gyökeres.
Delit looked after Yoro
on a strength flow.
No. Gyökeres had. I think Gyökeres had Delit on a strength thing, but they nullified each
sharper,
other.
Sharper, bro.
I think like, they nullified
my,
each
one
other.
Thing is, my man, he's got a little bit of a belly. He does not look like he's used to the way we play, the pace of the league. He doesn't look like he's used to anything. The only thing he's used to or he wants to do is contact. One thing you lot did well is you lot nullified that.
Didn't let him
turn. You're not leaning on no one.
You've got to remember, he never had the preseason, remember? He weren't away, he weren't playing. He's going to have to play his way into fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
So this ain't the Yoko. No, you. It has,
don't be nice,
last
bro.
Year, it's not been
it's
bad
the same
yet.
As your
last
player.
Year, Xerxes said he finally feels fit. When? February.
Yeah, January, February. Yeah.
February.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He finally feels fit February.
And you saw it. You saw it.
And you saw it. He had to play his weight. My man's got to play. He's got to get some of that weight off and play his way into fitness.
Bro.
Let's be fair.
Arsenal fans want to do this. They're not waiting to February, bro. They're not waiting. They want to do this so bad, bro. And they can't at the moment. I saw when they started thinking about Havertz, yeah, that's when I knew something was wrong. You couldn't wait for Havertz to come on the pitch.
No, I'm not going to lie. I wanted Gyökeres to finish the game. I want, because I just want to see him score. I want to see this.
See?
Like you said,
he wasn't scoring. He wasn't scoring.
No, because but you know what my thing is? My thing is you lot wasn't scoring. Yeah? So just let him finish the game.
You know what, Lippy? I would say as well, we've been in your position where we've sat back and we've hit you on the counter as well. We've at least created chances. Are you not concerned that you other than that corner, if that corner doesn't go in, you don't score?
Not really. Do you know what it is, yeah? Because again, you're doing the we're not going to play, ain't going to play against Saliba and Gabriel thing every week. We're not going to play against Mbeumo, Rete. Broski, the way you lot played yesterday is the best I've seen you in years. Literally. I don't watch you lot often. Maybe you lot have done that another time. But for me...
It's the best we played under Amorim. It's the best we played
under
Amorim.
That's the first time I watched a whole... Even after we scored. I'd even celebrate the goal like that. I'm sitting in silence. I'm actually watching, bro. You know, I'm just attacking. I'm seeing... We're trying to isolate. We're trying to create situations where Saka is going to isolate whoever the LCB was.
Luke
who's
Shaw,
handling
yeah.
it, bro.
Yeah.
We're trying to send Gyökeres on channel runs. Euro's just clearing him out. So it's like... You know what, yeah? It's all about resilience, isn't it? That's what I want to see now. I understood what kind of game chance. I was watching, bro.
Did you create a chance?
Yeah, they did. Odegaard for Saka.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
was, that's your question. Does that
but the defending was immense.
Is that something to be positive about for United fans?
For United fans, yeah, but I think it's positive for us as well, bro. Because like, on the flip side, we do what you lot do at Old Trafford. We play well and lose.
Is it worrying that how long Gyökeres get? 60,
70
about
minutes.
An hour. Maybe about an hour.
Just over an hour.
Yeah, just over an hour.
And Sesko got 20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had more touches in opposition box than Gyökeres.
Not necessarily, no.
To be honest, I don't think...
I'm concerned.
I don't think that means anything.
Yeah, you don't believe me.
Let me tell you something. You pulled up dressed like Ten Hag. I see what's going on today, man.
Sesko's a baller, though. Sesko's better.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I feel like we played to his strengths in the first half. If Sesko played in the first half, I think he scored.
Do you know what it is, though? I struggle. See how Sesko get to that team, you know.
I think Matt. Do you not think Matt was good?
Matt was good.
The amount of times man got out to the wing and was looking for someone to cross it to. The low. There was no one there.
Yeah. Okay, let me explain.
Matt was very good, by the way.
Matt yesterday was cold.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
and so okay. Do you sort of think Sesko starts against Fulham?
I think he should. No, I think he should.
No, he should.
Let me tell you one thing.
If you can't not start him because Matt played good, bro. We need a nine.
Okay, no problem. If we know one thing about Amorim, he's stubborn. That performance yesterday. There's no droppable offences. He could go. Remember, he changes his starting lineup every week. I think next week might be the first time every single player starts in that game.
No, he needs to bring in Ahmad. He needs to bring in Ahmad. He needs to bring in.
You see, because it's not.
It's a lower.
You need Dalot for his defensive qualities because it's a bigger team. Against Fulham, you definitely put Ahmad in that wing back.
But not Sesko. Remember, the convo is Sesko. The Mount, yeah. Even when I saw the team, yeah. Couple Arsenal man on Twitter, Mount up front. I said, this is, I actually rate Amorim for this. He's not seeing Gyökeres in the lineup and gone, Sesko. He said, I've come with a plan. Mount was, up front on the team sheet and red table. He was about, bro.
Yeah, he was good.
You understand?
I don't think we can do that again.
No, but see where we have the two in midfield, yeah? What Mount allows us to do is he might float back into the middle.
He helps out Casemiro, you know what I'm saying?
But for me, that's because of Casemiro.
Yeah.
So we need to overcompensate for the lack of legs.
Casemiro wasn't bad yesterday.
I know, of course, but that's because we were able, that's because we had Mount. If you don't have Mount, you're seeing a lot more spaces.
No everyone's a Kante and can do two-man jobs anyway. So you're going to need that Mount to make up for the overload because there's three of them there.
I agree with, I think it was you when you said Xerxes. If Xerxes saw the pitch yesterday, we would have panicked. Because he plays at a different pace, innit?
Xerxes are really
you understand? He slows things down. He initiates contact. And Gabriel loves that. Saliba, though.
That's not what he wants.
Saliba likes to play against strikers that are scared of him.
Have you seen Mbeumo's first touch as well? Mbeumo's first touch, you can build off that. Like, I don't even know if Bayern Deer's kicking was good or if their man's first touch.
It was good.
Or was their man's first touch elite?
No, it was both.
Because there's a lot of times when we kicked at Hoyland and it's gone crazy.
Yeah, he just likes to wrestle.
And that's what we have. We have that now. We didn't have that before.
Aye, do you know
what I have to say about, what did you just say? Sorry, no, what did you say? Say it again.
The ball can stick now. The ball can stick.
Yeah, first touch.
You know what I have to say about that?
Go ahead.
For the first time in history, you lot go 6 games successive, winless against Arsenal.
Huh?
You have not beat us in 6 games. That's in the history. Let me tell you not something as well. Let me tell you not something again.
In all comp.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
In the Prem. Let me tell you not something. Let me tell you not something. That I found out yesterday.
I hate these
stats. Let me tell you. Hold on. 2 seconds. I found out something yesterday that if you told me this before yesterday, I wouldn't even have Googled it. I would have said 100% you are lying. Before yesterday, we had only won at Old Trafford 5 times in the history of the Premier League. Do you know how crazy that is?
I think 2 wins in the last 18 or something, yeah.
Bro, 3 of them have been with Arteta. Yeah. 50% of our... So, yeah, you need to understand how... You need to understand how I feel now. Because it is your worst period.
Yeah.
Even in your worst period, guess what we went to Old Trafford and did last season? True.
Yeah.
We don't like that place, bro. Wenger got sent to the stands. His spirit's in the stands. when he comes back to haunt Saturn, he's going OT.
See, all these stats are getting read at is 1,000,000% from an Arsenal fan. I don't know who made all these
horrible stats. It's GOP.
GOP supports football.
And they'll be redundant soon as well, man.
He's got an Arsenal tattoo, but he supports.
All right, now let's get back in the car. Let me try and get this back on track. How do you feel about the fact, because I got some of my own facts, that is... In Arteta's, how many games has he played for Arsenal? Has he managed for Arsenal, Arteta? Couple hundred?
Yeah. Probably.
In 200 games, that is like the 175th time that he scored with just a set piece.
Yeah, bam, 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 bam.
That's a true stat.
175th. You know what,
is it?
I don't mind.
Hey, they've scored from 31 corners in the last 2 seasons.
Set piece FC.
Had 31 corners, 11 more than any team in the Premier League.
Boys,
11 more set pieces.
Your set piece coach is cold.
You're talking like these are penalties. Set pieces aren't easy to score, you know.
Dark
things
arts.
Have to be done for us to get. Yeah, whether it's dark arts or football, everyone has the same opportunity from a corner. It's as simple as that. It's just, you know what I want to mention as well? You know, for that goal, we left one man in the box for that corner and he scored. Everyone else ran in, bro.
Yeah, you were doing that all game.
Calafiori was standing on the keeper for the whole time. He's the man that scored. You can't complain to us.
Don't you think it's affecting your players?
Nah.
Quality.
Yes.
Saka, star boy Saka, in the last, over 12 months, since March the 31st, 2004, he's only scored 6 non-penalty goals.
Jesu!
6 non-penalty goals.
He's got
over
like
a year.
Goal involvement since like
Are
December.
Are you serious?
Or like.
I'm dead serious.
I know what to do with Saka, but they don't believe me when I say what we need to do. I know ball crazy the way I know ball,
so
but then they
on?
Don't believe me, bro.
What
don't
get rid of Arteta.
Oh, you need. Let me explain it like this.
I'm listening.
You remember my fight with Taze? Remember the bray in the crowd?
When you lost?
He's not.
He won.
The
belt's
in my yard. You see what I'm saying?
Didn't he lose a fight?
But let me just. I've never lost a fight in my life against one person. Yeah? But yeah.
Hey.
But like the fight, do you know what was hard for me, bro? I never switched stance, bro. I did the whole thing like this.
Mm.
When certain times I just had to. You get me? You have to. With Saka, it's the same thing. When your good player ain't having a good time against a certain fullback, broski, there's another side of the pitch, there's another wing. Even though, but
they don't, man.
But why not? Even if it, no, because let me tell you something. For it happened when Nonny missed at the end. That cross came from Saka turning on the left. Didn't even look up. He's looking at the ball for the whole time. He's just crossed in. He even looked, but just natural.
Do you know why, boy?
No, just saying, remember, he was injured for 4 months.
What's the point?
Oh, shut up.
Listen, Poet tried to say something, and if the mics heard it, I apologize. What was that? Now, but all jokes aside, no, I hear it. He has been injured. He's been out for a while, but I think, this is what it is. You see football, yeah? Football, I think you get your attacking players. You want your attacking players to invert for 90 minutes out of the 90. And I hear it, your best attacking player. But Saka's not a Salah, bro. He's a danger man. He's just a danger man, bro, wherever he is. So if you see us not working out in a certain place, bro, even if it's for 10 minutes of the match, go over there. Yoro wouldn't have liked playing against him, bro.
He would be fine.
He'd probably love playing against Martinelli.
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? See with Arsenal, yeah, I'll say this, yeah. See, because Odegaard plays so close to Saka, yeah, he can't drift in. Because automatically, if he drifts in, he's standing next to Odegaard. Because Odegaard plays so close to him.
Switch then, bro.
Yeah, switching's a whole different. But see if he decides to, like, see Martinelli. Martinelli could probably drift in because when you look at the game,
yeah.
Odegaard
and Declan Rice tucks in.
Do you understand
yeah,
what I'm saying to you? Back. Saka can't drift in. Because he will be standing on Odegaard's toes.
But my thing is, yeah, like the sub yesterday was Martinelli for Nonny. Yeah, this Nonny left wing thing for
me,
I don't love it.
No SA.
When for me, if we're bringing on Nonny for half hour, that's when you put Saka over there. Just have him as a. Because there's game. Put this
swap Saka to the left.
Yes, because this is my thing, yeah. Whether man believe it or not, Nonny for me, ball carrying wise, naturally goes past a man, I wouldn't say better than Saka, but he wants to do
he's
that.
He's more fluent with
yeah, Saka will stop and... You understand? Because he's naturally left-sided, bro. When you see... Look at him left wing-back for England. When he goes left wing for England. Natural, bro. He doesn't even look up. He just goes. Because his right foot's there. If he cuts in, he can bang it off there as well. You understand?
Who?
Saka. Why not? Because, bro... No, but you're laughing, yeah? But they've
stop
got him...
It, man.
But
don't
we've got
that.
Him right but- wing... to go byline and cross it on his right foot.
Makes no
it
sense.
It don't make no sense, bro. You might as well, if you're going to swing wild with your right foot, it might as well be a shot, bro. Because all these low things to Gyökeres, your back three yesterday was almost perfect, bro.
Yeah, they cooked.
Even you can't even really blame them for the corner, bro. They nullified our front three.
The corner was Bruno's
and,
part,
and I hate three.
Yeah, box, innit?
For
yeah.
me, 3-4-3 is a... for the most part, a boring defensive shape. Amarim had it in a way that you lot bought the game to us, bro.
Yeah, we played 4-2-4 really in attack.
Let me see. So obviously, we've had a lot going on with the goalkeeper. It's a big talking point, you get me? Amarim decided not to go with him. I think he could have played. He trained 3 times this week. I think he was fit enough to play.
Who? You think Onana doesn't make the same mistake?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying. We went with Bayern there. Goalkeeper, big
carry
contention.
On.
Don't you think it's funny that like we're still talking about the goalkeeper after the game and Onana didn't even play? Because really, it was a tale of two goalkeepers. Arsenal won because of Raya, and we lost because of Bayern. Yeah. Like that's the facts. Regardless, no matter what.
Can
what
we say hand on heart? Are you lot happy to say as Man United fans? Onana doesn't do that or worse.
No, but even if he doesn't do it yesterday, he'll do it on another day.
Let me tell you what the problem is with Onana. Sorry to cut you as well. Yeah, I reckon Onana doesn't do that exactly what happened. But he could have done something else.
You know, there was a shot. I think there was an Odegaard shot, which bounced right in front of him. I think Onana spills that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, there's a lot of times that Bayern was able to pass the ball into the midfield.
Yeah,
a lot of times Onana does foolishness.
And let's have it right. I don't care what you think about Onana, and I know he's done foolishness, but he's a better goalkeeper than Bayern did.
He is.
No, he is.
I don't know.
No, he is.
I don't know.
Like, what are we doing here?
Such horrible options.
This is ridiculous.
I saw on pre-season. I saw his brother, and his brother tried to do the light G check to
Who's
me.
Brother?
Still, Onana's brother.
Bro,
looks just like him.
I don't even know who he is, but I know he's strong.
Looks just like him. He goes.
I know he's strong.
Onana needs more respect. That's what he told me. I said,
and that's facts, though.
Why?
Huh?
For what?
No, you don't.
For what?
How? Don't.
I'm not gonna argue amongst
KG, I'm on your side.
Land. He said. Land. He goes. He needs more respect, and I thought that's mad. And then he goes to me that he spoke to me about the Mbeumo deal. He said. He was involved in that. He goes, he's talking about off-pitch antics. And I said, pig man.
Your goalie's an agent.
Bro, but he was involved.
When I thought he was getting belabor, I'm saying, Onana can't go nowhere.
That's what I'm saying.
You're getting belabor because of my man, bro. No. Maybe not this window, but eventually Cameroon will rise again. They had the best in AFCON. No, Cameroon is like, that's one of my favorite African
Didn't
nations.
Didn't they ban them
all.
From the World Cup?
Because of
they try forward to the sleeveless with the sleeveless dress.
Violated.
Wait, do you know how cold it is to wear a vest? They basically had a jersey on.
Football's been around for 10,000 years. Who do you think you are to come and say all of a sudden we're taking the sleeves off? What do you mean we're taking the sleeves off? Go and play basketball, Ruben. Are you sick?
They had a jersey.
Hey. No, but he wants more respect. And I said, bro, he has to play better. I remember that's the man words to him. I said, he has to play better. Like, they have to. But then I don't believe. What was crazy is I saw Bayern there in net, yeah? And I lost confidence, which is crazy because in my mind, I convinced myself I was going to see Onana. Like, I've kind of accepted now Onana is the keeper that we're going to have. But Donnarumma is available. And that Belaba money...
He's not good with his feet either, though.
Is he good on... like,
and he's
going to
cost like 350 a week. He's not worth it. It's
I,
not,
think,
it's
I think
not,
that's the biggest problem for
but
us,
what
man.
About Onana? I don't understand. Onana, we bought him because he's good with his feet, right?
And then he lost it.
But Bayern there can also, like, based on yesterday, Bayern there's good with his feet.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He definitely is.
He passed
Did you watch the game yesterday?
Yesterday was his best passing game of his life.
He passed better than some of our midfielders.
That pass there... You probably had about four outfield men on pitch that could have made that pass.
Yep.
That was exactly. A pass. Now, when I saw it, I almost said, who's that?
Mm.
I'm not saying he didn't do it. His distribution was kind of all right yesterday. He's not good.
But
Onana
hasn't shown me anything with his feet. That makes me think, oh my God.
A lot of the reasons
great.
Why we have to go long with a man like Bayern there is because when he gets pressed, it's over. The simple stuff he can't even
No,
do.
It's not that. So it's because we don't have man in the middle. It's because we don't have man in the middle that can
his
control it.
His not
that's
good,
why.
Bro.
It's not that. It's because we don't have man in the middle. That's why we always pass it out to our wing backs and then they pull it forward to our attackers. In the middle, we always... Yesterday, that's why Rice and the man weren't seen in the game. We were bypassing the midfield over and over again.
I'm not saying he didn't distribute decent in the Arsenal game yesterday. That's not what
I'm
saying.
This is his best game.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this goalkeeper is not good at distributing the ball. Yeah.
They're both dead, by the way. I'm just saying that. They're both dead keepers. That's my point. But I'm saying, I haven't seen anything with Onana's feet that makes me think, oh, he's great.
Well, exactly what we got him for. The second he got here, we never really used him for it. He was doing it a lot in pre-season.
Because he was doing
too
much.
And then he got chipped. He got lobbed, and then it's like that put the fear of God in him, and then he didn't start coming out anymore.
It's because he does too much. He always wants to be the centre of attention.
Even last year, his pass completion, his rate, everything's dropped. Like
But we started going bare long as well.
You know what you lot didn't see with his feet? He went back home to the village.
I saw it.
I was playing up front.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He's not a goalkeeper.
Listen, he received the ball back to goal. The flick Wicked. That he gave to a man. Oh. He's a striker.
He's not a goalkeeper.
He's a man.
The way he saves, the way he pushes the ball back into danger, the way he takes so long to get down, he's not a keeper.
He's Lamazia, you know.
What do you say? He's a rush keeper. He's a rush goalie. He's definitely a rush goalie still. He's a rush goalie. If you're playing rush goalie, Onana's first pick.
We spent a lot of money to not address the goalkeeping issue is crazy for Man United. That's actually beyond me.
I think it gets sorted though.
I was going to say, what would your next signing be? A midfielder or a goalkeeper for United?
Midfielder.
I'll be real. I need a goalie.
I tell you now,
a goalie, man.
Obviously, it's
I
not...
I need a goalie.
I can't hold all the other options to the same standard, yeah? And obviously, so it's going to sound a bit weird because obviously Belaba's different. He's an outlier, isn't it, yeah? Mm-hmm. But we would have been much better off with another midfielder, Belaba's level, and an Onana in goal for the season, then a better goalkeeper and no midfielder. That no midfielder is going to come back to bite us in the
against
bum.
Arsenal, it will work, but when you're playing against the teams that are going
like,
to
I'm telling
back,
you, like, we need a midfielder, bro. Like, with a midfielder, with someone that's more aggressive, someone that's more mobile, the team's improving if we're going to go off the strength of the game. The back line's not as bad as people make out either. Like, it's decent. You get a midfielder in front of it. The goalkeeper has to do left work. Onana brings it on himself and is nearly indefensible because he throws a lot in the goal, yeah? But he's not as bad as people
disagree.
Are making out. So yeah, when it gets better in front of him, you're going to get better performances
out
of him.
But it'll always be a goal down. The problem is, with Man United, we played against Brighton. There's many games I can point to last season where we have a good start.
He's throwing them in.
We have a good start. They score. Then a team get into shape. We can't do nothing
Champions
to break them
League.
Down.
Champions League.
And every single time. Yeah, every single time. So right now,
there's no excuses for him for what he done in the Champions League. Yeah. Champions League was egregious. Like, it was crazy.
Can I say one thing though, yeah? I'll say this in his defense, yeah? No, because this is definitely. As a goalie, yeah, them times there when he's making mistakes, he's facing maybe like 14 shots a game.
I was
going
to say that, yeah.
So if you break that down in between 3-4 games, it'll be one mistake.
How many shots did Bayern face yesterday?
It's all right, but what
before that, it took one moment and he ruined it for us.
Yeah, but what about his expected goals? His expected saves is high from what we should be conceding. He saves high.
If
it weren't for him, we'd be 10 times worse. We might have got rallied.
Do you see the time when Aston was playing Aston Villa and then the Mandem were talking to the goalkeeper and they conceded? They just started talking to the goalkeeper, bro. Onans. They started talking to him. We done the same thing against Ajax.
The fans.
No, it was Leon Bailey was talking to and then after.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then someone did that same thing again. The player that played for Chelsea from... Oh, man, it's going to piss me off. Chelsea... Oh, piss off.
He's got ADHD. 100%.
I can't get it.
Sorry,
I can't get it.
Sorry.
But anyway... Same conversation. Same conversation. Like, literally, they're chatting to the goalkeeper. Bottom just right, doesn't see it. Then he does this one.
No, the one against Nottingham Forest.
The smile. The smile. I think it's his reaction with the high top.
After the mistake.
It's annoying, you know? With the high top.
And he's always talking. Like, he wants to be centre stage.
Let me, okay, one second. Sorry, this is just a United thing. I know. Don't worry, let us do it. Because I want to see what level of United fan I'm dealing with. I'm going to ask you a question. You just pick one. I don't need no explanation. And we can talk about it after. I'm going to go around quickly. De Gea or Onana? Right now.
De Gea.
De Gea or Onana? De Gea. De Gea or Onana?
Don't need
De Gea.
De Gea or Onana? You'd bring back De Gea now. I'm talking about now.
You didn't say that.
No, I'm talking about who would you want to take now. I'm not talking about who's been better in the past. I'm talking about who you're taking now.
De Gea.
De Gea.
The hair.
Especially with the high volume
shots
that you're talking about.
So what are you saying?
It's the worst.
The hair can't play for my club ever again.
I hear it.
Ever.
I wanted the hair out.
Ever.
It's just that we bought poorly. Again.
Wait. So you got, bro, your life's on the line, yeah? Two games, you have to win, yeah? And you're getting a team that's going to pepper you. And they say you can only choose one of these two goalkeepers. De Gea or Onana?
I'll take the one that's been working, not the one that was sitting in his house for 14 months, couldn't even get a blood clot job. What's man talking about?
Okay, one sec.
Also, I just realised what Lippy's letting us do.
Great. Yeah, listen. I gave you lot space. You man in turmoil over there. I'm seeing, man. Just, I don't even need to say anything. That's what I should have done, you know. I should have just sat down and said nothing. This whole episode. Because you know when I was speaking, you lot was proud of yourself. You see when I leave you lot alone in the dark. No resources. Left on that island. I told you lot, Lord of the Flies. You lot are turning on. You lot, listen.
Hey.
Turmoil. I've been there. Because you know what's mad? You're happy with your performance, but the way you feel about your life as a United fan, you don't feel good.
But you saw us still in turmoil.
No, but listen, mm-hmm. I'm not happy with the performance. I'm not happy with the performance. But for the first time, we've got to that promised land where the ugly winds are here.
I feel like I've seen Arsenal have ugly wins.
No, but not like this win. Out of nowhere. First game of the season. Our ugly wins come with some kind of vibe behind it. A couple what? Good results. Nah. Yeah, 100%.
I think we can review the tapes and find.
Our last ugly win against you lot was at home when Lissandro scored. Rashford nutmegged the man straight away. We played nice football, but it was bad defending. It was a bit messy. Let me tell you this, though. I got nothing to say.
I got wait, hold on. Can I make a very easy Arsenal prediction?
Go on.
I'm very good. I hate this team so much. I'm well versed in Arsenal. Yeah? Arsenal are gonna get to the end of the window.
Is it?
Yeah. And they're gonna see all they have for their left hand side is Madueke. And that's all they're ever gonna have because the club had no intentions to bring in anyone. They link themselves to Rodrigo's, they say all these names. They don't, Eze, all these other ones. They could get in there and speak to Eze. Eze wants to come home, but somehow they're allowing him to go to Spurs. Now the Arsenal fans will say, no, don't worry, you had a great window because they got Zubimendi and this, that. And then they'll start to realize as the season goes on, You're not winning these games. You're not winning the important games because you're playing set-piece football, but you win. They'll win one trophy, like a Carabao, or maybe FA Cup.
No, that's what they're going to win. That's what they're going to win.
They'll win one trophy. And that'll be enough. I promise you, they'll tell me that's enough and we go again because this is the Arsenal way. Arsenal will get close and do nothing. This is who Arsenal is.
Oh, as much as you're saying that, yeah, before the turmoil section where let you lot just go, you lot was talking the truth. You lot played very, very well yesterday. We beat a good United team at Old Trafford, a place that we'd only won 5 times ever in 27 years.
You can't keep
it's
playing
not
like
about,
that.
Like, it's not about that. There's probably 2 stadiums in the country where we go there and get jelly-legged every single season. That's Old Trafford and Anfield. No matter what's going on, when we go there, it just hits the fan.
Yeah, form goes out the window.
For somehow yesterday, we managed to be resilient enough to stop you lot because you lot were good. It weren't that the reason you had half chances is because we defended very well. All them, whenever Mbeumo got through, we made sure it was on his weaker foot. Whenever Cunha got through, we made sure man are all over him. One thing I want to talk about before we move on, that penalty you lot are crying for. Is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing?
It's a penalty though.
Is this what we're doing?
What
is this what we're doing?
Harry Maguire. I think should have looked at it. No, I think it was Cunha.
VAR for the howlers.
Who was it? Saliba and Cunha or something? I don't know.
He backed into him, bro. Let's be honest. Before he's tried to decide what he's going to do with the football, what you're meant to do when you get a foul, he's decided there's a man right there who's not having a great game. I'm going to back up into him.
Was it contact?
100%. If you back up into a man, if I go like this with Margs' fist, he didn't punch me in the face, bro. it's as simple as that.
Are United fans calling for it? I haven't seen any United fans.
Do you know what it is? Because Arsenal fans are doing the, but we should have had decisions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing the tit for tat. No, let's be honest, as mature football fans, we all love the game.
It was a penalty.
Let's be honest. United played good, yeah? Because you played better than us, things like the decisions, you're going to say that's the reason you lost the game.
No,
it's as simple as this. As much as I don't think you lot deserve to win, I can't call a United fan or a neutral that thinks United deserve to win stupid. In an open game of football, you lot played the better football.
1 second. Because I definitely watched that game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember that penalty decision registering.
What happened?
The ball's come in. I think Cunha, Man City backed him through. I feel like he should have to shield it. Saliba's gone, but he's not gone for the ball. Saliba's gone to kind of block what Cunha's trying to do. So he's taking him down, but obviously you can say that he initiated the contact. For me, basically, if you look at Saliba, he's kicked out his left foot, he's made contact with Cunha's foot, the ball's nowhere near there. So for me, it's a foul.
That's a pen.
But that's not the reason I'm saying that we lost. Like, it just happens, innit? But I'm saying VAR had a stinker this weekend.
Yeah, they didn't even look at it. They didn't even look at it.
That's weak.
No, I was going to say, for you, like, I agree with you, there's definitely a positive in Arsenal for playing against United at Old Trafford, first game of the season, we're up for it. We play well, you play poor, and you still win. There's a positive in that for you. Yeah. But at the same time, is there not a negative that I think 2022, 2023 was your best season where you looked the best. Yeah. Since then, you've regressed. And I know we can't really look at preseason too much, but even in preseason, what you guys were doing, I was like, I'm not really moved, whatever. Let me give them first game of the season, right? Let me give them first game of the season, you look like, and the thing is, you looked worse than you did that season. And the thing is, we're always saying you're 2-3 players away, you're 2-3 players away. Bro, you're 2-3 players away every year. And it seems like this season, you've thrown the chest out and you're like, let's rectify everything. And you're still not.
Do you know why Arsenal's like better that though? Because they always get rid of their experienced players. Every single year, they will get rid of their experienced players. The Jorginho, people that can half be experienced and carry them over the line, they're saying, oh, we ain't giving you a 3-year deal. When sometimes that 3-year deal might get you a title.
I think it's the recruitment's poor as well, man.
You see the 22-23 season. Was that the end of that when you got battered by City?
Yeah.
I feel like you lot have been rattled since. I feel like Arteta's kind
okay,
of been like...
Yeah, okay, hold on. Since that season, we have not lost to a Big Six team. I just want to show you that. So again, we done what you lot done yesterday, where you play the good football and it amounts to nothing.
It's true.
Yeah, football, boxing, most sports that are over duration of time is won in moments, bro. It's as simple as that. If you create threatening situations to cause things like mistakes from keepers, which whether it's from set pieces or whatever, it's you win the game, bro. Football, a lot of the time, yeah, for me, the last three seasons, I'm not just saying this because Arsenal finished second. The team that's been the best throughout the thing, that season you're talking about, that's where the famous, we was first for 90-something percent of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when it mattered...
Management.
You understand, bro? Mm-hmm. And for me, if anyone has made an improvement...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You got to give it to Arteta. What one thing we complain about? No, let me just land 2 seconds. One thing we complain about Arteta all the time. He does his subs too late. For the first time in history, he said, Martinelli, my nephew, chill. He might go to the same mountain as Sancho. He is mash. Yeah, but things happen. Jokeres wasn't his signing. So I feel like whether it's spiteful or just naively, he's just thrown him in there and not changed how we play. You understand? I think over time he's going to realise, as much as he loves Havertz, Jokeres offers us something that we need. You understand? Because Havertz came on, I think we started to link play a bit better. But at the same time, anytime he got to be through on ball, he just throw himself to the floor. Just
I would like to know your honest opinion about Jokeres. You know?
No, because listen, I know you listen, would never no, let me be real. It, but brother, you see me, I give my honest opinion about Saka. I'm real with it. Do you know the issue with me? I love football more than I love Arsenal. I can admit that. You understand? So with Jokeres now, brother, he looks like
he's
fried.
He looks like he's running for
he
a swamp.
He looks fried. I'm not going to lie to
you.
No,
he does.
But even in the pre-season game.
I don't want to say, he's not like Gary Neville level. It's not like he's running with a parachute on his back. But it's like he's got Wellington boots on and he's stomping through.
Someone said last week, Jokeres reminds them of Alan Shearer. Take it back. I need a strong my bad.
No, but
I might have been involved in that.
That last episode was a mess. When we let Steve-O have too much of the ball, it's...
Yeah, Steve-O's crazy.
He's a madman.
See, sacrificing performances for results, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds very Jose-ish, right? And I feel like Jose's a short-term manager. He comes in for like 3 years. Arteta's been here for quite a while. When he bought Willian, he told Willian that before Willian leaves, you're going
to
win the Champions League.
Don't do that to me.
So
what
I need to understand.
We just won.
He told Willian.
When,
yes, he did. The reason why Willian went to Arsenal. Because Arteta said, before you leave, before your contract's up, we are going to win the Champions League.
That's
at
mad.
What point do we have a review?
Can I tell you something?
That's facts.
What about that dog? Let me respond. What about that dog as well? Win. Where's the dog?
Can I respond?
Oh,
let me respond. To
Where's Win?
Yeah, let me respond. Win's name is now Draw. First of all, it changed. It's only a point now. Yeah? You ain't even got a leash no more. You're running around. Second of all, you know Spain and Portugal is on the same land. You don't have to get on a boat to go to Portugal from Spain. You know what I'm saying that? Amarim is Arteta's little cousin. These men are cut from the same cloth. So Amarim, one thing he showed me yesterday, like I thought with Arteta, I think he will get there. Maybe it might be now. He might be there now. He showed me something where, because I saw that, we lost to City at home a couple seasons ago and we lost. We were really happy with it. And everyone laughed at us. Following that, second. Regardless of what happens this season, yeah? Whether it's 12 red here, you lot are going to turn up to next year not playing games if he's still at the helm. I know that. I'm not an idiot. I know ball. If the dressing room starting to trust him. You lost the game and your players don't mind. That's probably the first time that's happened under Amarim for you lot. It's dangerous, bro. It's dangerous.
But how did you segue away from
Arteta? How did you get away from Arteta?
You didn't answer the question. Played
his way out of that world.
Listen, Win's name is now Draw. It's we won the game, innit? We won the game. Leave me alone, Scripps, man. Where's your walking stick, bruv?
I do hear it. It's a good point because Arsenal's known for their beautiful football, that style of play. He's thrown that out the window now.
Throw it out.
Win. But you're not winning.
Throw it out.
But you're not winning. So at what point do you start questioning the sacrifice of the beautiful football for not winning trophies?
Listen, yeah. I love Wenger. But when I heard that half of our wins in the history of the Prem at Old Trafford have come under Arteta, I'm seeing Kim Kallstrom. I'm seeing flipping Lucas Perez. I like Kleb. But with Arteta now, he's more suited to the modern game, innit? So even if he don't make it, I think he'll leave us in a much better situation than Wenger did. That's the one compliment I could give him compared to Wenger. I don't think he'll achieve what Wenger achieved, innit? Wenger was a pioneer, But
in what though?
What do you mean in what? In bringing in foreign players, in bringing in these non-superstars and
diet.
Man said he's a pioneer in the diet.
Come on, man, he's out here making everyone healthy.
Nah, but all jokes aside, like it's Arteta's got us back to being serious, even if
you're
it's not
serious.
Let me just land.
You're not serious.
You see you. You and Asko ain't coming back.
No, but they're not. You know what?
I'm your bit or something. God, these man over here, boy.
You know what? Someone said when I walked in here earlier, and then someone said, "You Man United fans are just excited because you're not as sh- as you used to be." What Arsenal fans are dealing with here is they're not the banter club anymore, so they feel like they've achieved something. They're just second. They're just second.
If
and
you
now,
come, f- if you, let me tell
you
something.
You was the banner club and you're no longer the banner club, so you lot feel good about
if
that.
If you lot come sixth this year,
yeah,
you're going to Harlem shake. So don't chat to me about second.
You don't know about
you, brother.
You don't know about
you're going to get the
no,
rule
you don't know. Wait. No. This is what I'm saying.
All
no.
right. they ain't got no chicken remix. Ed Sheeran on there, a couple pop stars on there.
What's mad, yeah, is... With as a Man United fan, we know about titles, bro. That's the one thing we know about titles. Even in our dark era, we still win titles.
Do your players know about titles?
Hold on, let me land this, bro. So we won't get excited about dumb shit. We're not doing a parade. We're not gonna do it like the things that you lot will do a parade for. We're not doing that. Because we're different. We have a high expectation, but we realize where we are right now, we're taking them baby steps. So if you say sixth place, we'll say, okay, good enough season. But Man United fans are talking about the pinnacle, the mountaintop, bro. We're talking about Premier League. We're talking about Champions League. That's what you want to be involved in. We're just nowhere near it at the moment. But we're not dancing. We're not dancing for the FA Cup. We will never. We're not dancing for the Carabao. We could do the double and there's no parade.
KG,
we're not doing that.
You had a parade because you lost to Arsenal.
Who had a parade?
You know,
had
a parade. Is this a parade now? when has there ever been an all a United panel? When you lot won, no. When you lot won the FA Cup. When you lot won the FA Cup, was there all United?
Don't
panel?
Let them do this.
We don't
when
pick
won,
the shows.
When you won a League Cup, was there all United?
Wait, stop, because we don't pick the shows.
This guy produces. He produces filthy now. If there was credits at the end, this is executive producer.
This is Poe's fault.
That's why he's on camera no more. He's under this director chair in the background.
Bro, nasty work.
They're mugging us. I'm never going to lie.
Big up Mbeumo.
Big up Mbeumo each and every time.
Big up Kuna.
I like Mbeumo, man.
It's going to be a long season.
Oh, Kuna's a bad boy. I said that Cunha's better than a lot of men. I wanted Cunha. How about that? I'm one of them, man. I'm real.
This is just a little segue here, but I feel like after what I watched yesterday, and even pre-season, I feel like Bruno's slowly going to get phased out of the side.
I think next season.
I feel like by next summer, he's probably going to go. I feel like this season, we're going to see us get more frustrated at him because we have more competence in attack. And I feel like we've needed that for a long
Can
time.
Can I ask you a little question? Would you have sold Bruno to get Baleba?
Ooh.
Because... if you sold Bruno, Baleba's there on the table.
And we're playing Bruno in midfield.
Can I tell you?
I wouldn't have sold Bruno. I didn't want to sell Bruno, but I ain't heard that question before. I would have sold Bruno for Baleba. Yeah.
But how about this? You know Bruno was the one that didn't clear his lines to pass it back to a man for you lot to get a corner, for you lot to lose.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
I know.
And you see me, when I talk about my man, you not act like I'm crazy.
All right, cool.
His decisions are mad.
Anyway, that was a great show, guys.
I had 10 mugs.
Man said, no. Now go on, keep going and pussy out.
You know what it is? I want to talk quickly, yeah? Let's do...
Huh?
What?
Let's do that, because I just thought of that right now. I remember you had a Brazilian winger the other day. And you know what it is? Cunha is a lot better than him at football. But at being a sane man, I don't know if he's better than Anthony.
Can I just interrupt you? Quickly?
I don't know if he's better than Anthony.
Okay, one second.
You tell me.
Just remind yourself,
uh-huh.
45 seconds ago,
uh-huh.
You said you wanted Cunha. Now keep
okay,
going.
Okay, then.
Keep going.
Okay, then. All right,
no,
then.
Okay,
no, because this is who they are, bro. This is who they
hold on,
are,
hold on,
bro.
Let me finish. Do you know what Anthony done when he played against us? His first game.
Yeah, he scored.
Oh, that's
so now. Let's say this.
No, so they both played well. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? They both played well against Arsenal.
Let's say
no,
this,
the worst
yeah?
thing is, I didn't not
you know,
rate
we
Anthony
were nice. You know,
bad.
We were nice, yeah?
Man said, oh.
They weren't nice.
Hey, does Gyökeres mind you of Lukaku?
Binos had it though. Binos, the R was so powerful that Binos was like,
yeah, he twanged it. Binos said, you twang him. Binos said, you twang him, because that was bullshit.
You lot are too nice. Do you know my problem with us United fans here, yeah? We try to be logical here, and we try to be nice to these lot. When they did the Saka thing, yeah, when they give us stats, they don't give us the breakdown of what happened with the stats. They just say a stat and we have to accept it for Man United. With the Saka hasn't scored since he was injured. I don't care. The stat is the stat. No one gave context. With Man United stats, there's no context. It's just here's the stat for you guys. Have it.
KG, it weren't me that said it. It was Paul from whatever country he's in. He zoomed in. He said zoom. He got a plane in.
No, let's pause. It's KG, I just want you to know it's very impossible for you to play football whilst injured. That's the reason why I brought it up.
So No, he's not. He's been back. He's been back and the performance is.
You ain't ever been injured, bro. Paul's injured now, fam. How can you chat to him? You ain't ever been injured.
Where is that? No, we're not glossing over that. Get it back.
Wait, hold on. Pass me that.
I think I have my notes.
No, hold on. A man backed out a journal. Hold on.
I can have my notes.
Hold on. Scrim, show the panel that. Bro, that's a passport size notepad. You're dark.
You want me to walk around with
that's
a big
a
book?
That's a spell book, bro. That's dark.
Man said he's got a spell book.
It's dark.
Nah, but you've been on this guy. He said manager had locks in, and now you're saying that he's. What's getting on?
No, you know it is. I like that. Tell us the notes. Tell me the notes.
No, just give us one note in there.
Paul's VN.
Sorry, what?
Do you remember what Paul sent into the group? About Man United v Arsenal. About how they were going to batter us. About how we were terrible. You don't remember?
I did make a note of it.
That's a small journal. I knew. You know when he backed out the journal, it was mad small. I knew he weren't going to say nothing. No. You got about four notes
Do you know what it is? No.
Loons, I'll be honest with you. And I could be wrong, because obviously we never know, but I think Man United are shit. I think tomorrow we f***ing score them. And we're not necessarily going to win maybe like 5-6-0, but the performance will be 5-6-0. The scoreline isn't necessarily not enough, but we're going to outplay them. Like, they are shit. They are shocking. And I can't lie to you. I told you...
That's too much. Right. But not only is his foot injured, his opinions are injured.
He couldn't have been more wrong.
He said he's got an injured... It's an L. He's got an injured mind.
on that note, I guess we've got to call it a day, man.
Yeah.
Poet ain't got a clue. That's it, we're done now. Before we go quickly, because obviously we've got a United insider, we've got press passes and that. Serious, man.
Yeah, I was on Sky as well today.
Do you get what I'm saying? That performance we saw against Arsenal, is that in keeping with what you saw in the United States?
Absolutely. The man them fighting for the manager, everything. They're not going to give up and they know the system. Mm. So I think we can get excited. We should see something good this season.
Where was Leon? I went probation with him.
The big man.
Who, Diego? Yeah,
Diego Leon.
The youth that's pretending to be however old he's trying to be. He's from Kensal Green.
He's 17, bro.
I know him. No, he's from the ends. I went carnival with him last year. He's from KG. KG. He's from Kensal Green, I promise.
Diego Leon's cool. He's one for the future.
So, obviously, the league is in full effect right now. He played against the biggest, best team in London. Need to go to, you played Arsenal, but you have to go to London next week, Craven Cottage, South West. What do you think the score's going to be, boys?
I'll let them go first, I'll go last.
Comfortable 2-0.
Okay. To Fulham?
Don't do that.
Munoz is decent.
3-1 Man United.
3-1 United?
I'm nervous. I don't, it's tough. Craven Cottage tough, bro. We've struggled there. Lissandro scored last season, it was hard. The season before that, Garnacho, I think like we'll scrape a 1-0, maybe. But for me, I agree with Scribs. I think the performance matters more than the result for me for this early. But we still need a win. We need 3 points.
I think we might get like a 2-1.
2-1?
Wow. Yeah, I think we go in there, we get a good performance. We're going to get a clean sheet. It's going to be 2-0, possibly 3.
You know what? Good performance from you lot against us. I got to agree with Margs. 2-0, but to Fulham. Because I think they're going to just sit back a little bit. I think a lot of the smaller teams are going to be very encouraged with your performance against Arsenal. I think they're going to think we can set up shop against United.
I don't think so.
And maybe not
necessarily come out with a win, but we could get a point. We could get a point at United, especially away from home. 100%. It's not going to be.
Sesko starts and we win. That
That's game. Our biggest challenge this year, though. Honestly,
the smaller teams.
The smaller team, because we was bad.
But that's why. That's why I'm encouraged by the match against them, because they replicated what smaller teams do, and we created chances.
No, we did.
You did.
Come on, you did.
Smaller team replication, bro.
Small. You think smaller teams got Odegaard?
What's that?
They got a Superman.
Out of all the players,
smaller teams got a Max Delman.
Can I just say one thing though? But Arsenal fans are so confident on winning. But you've not won in many, many years.
What do you mean? We won yesterday, bro.
Trophies.
What
are you talking trophies.
About? What trophy did you win last year? The only trophies, put it this way, what's the last trophy you lot won? League Cup?
No.
FA Cup.
And what's last trophy you won?
FA Cup.
How long ago?
Not what do you mean how long ago? It's the same draw.
You won that new bro, cup. Is the, you won that little COVID cup.
We got that. Ago. We got that.
Was it five,
don't
six years ago?
Don't come with the same gal.
Was it 5-6 years ago?
Don't come with, man, come with the same gal 7 years later to Carnival.
We got 2 free cups.
And you want me to care? Listen. Let's talk about something for a second, man. Because Amarim, let's talk about him.
This is nasty.
He has won 7 Premier League games. He has drawn 6. He has lost 15.
We're 15th.
15 is a
boys,
bad number, man.
I know I said what I said about maybe he's here now. But what if he isn't here? We have to listen, because one thing I want to say, yeah, United started off well yesterday, and the difference is it went kind of transcended through the whole 90 minutes. But you don't always start off well. Every time I watch United for a hate watch, I think, well, hold on, what the hell is this? And then you lot concede, and then I'm like,
20 minutes.
Yes, go on.
Goalkeeper.
You understand? And so what are we saying? You're saying, am I concerned?
We didn't drop off this time.
Am I? Because let's have it right. Let's have a hypothetical now. This team, Cunha, Mbeumo.
It's brilliant.
Sesko, Bruno, mature now. Yoro, maturing. De Ligt, getting better.
What are you doing there?
But with another gaffer. Could you imagine that, bruv? Glasner, you know, De Zerbi.
I'm not even going to front. I can't.
Broski, what? another gaffer yesterday wins that game.
You like
no,
Glasner.
No, not the game. Don't,
you like
no.
Glasner.
They could win
like
the game.
It. I'm not even moved. Like I've seen other managers, and yesterday, man said it's the best performance they've seen in how long?
Amarin's the guy.
We're going to stick with him.
Amarin's the guy.
We're going to stick with Amarin.
I'm with him till it's not him.
Culturally as well, I think he shifted a lot at the team as well, in the club.
Even if it don't work out for him, he'll leave us in a better position.
That's the big thing as well. And recruitment as well. Sorry, recruitment.
Just like what you said about Arteta.
Yeah. See, United just about though, to say, yeah. We, honestly, yeah. See, last season when he's saying we're not fit, I'm like, what are you talking about? See?
You see it, innit?
We look fit now.
We're fitter now.
Like, yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, even pre-season, we were fake.
Obviously, every player will misplace a pass, but remember last season, them under-hit passes and all that? Like, we look genuinely fit. Like, we're ready for a 90 minutes now. Do you know what I'm saying? Last year, we wasn't ready for that.
No, even the build-up, I'm sure you saw it as well.
Can I say something, though, about the... I need to talk about the live show, bro.
Bro, that's what I wanted to talk about.
That's what we was
I wanted to talk about it still.
No. Talk about it, man, because that was...
No, I want to talk about it.
Go on, then, because I feel like that they don't understand how legendary that was.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. That was going to be a bit good. That's good, though. The live show was...
He chokes that man for the table.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
What?
Shadow. My crowd. My crowd.
No.
We
bro,
saw
in
Shadow.
In comment section, you lot
SC
need to study.
Something.
Hey, we saw Shadow was at the live show.
It
was insane.
See when we was doing Find the Filthy Fella? I thought it was because Menace wouldn't be there. KG wasn't there. Shadow was there. KG never pulled up. Shadow. But all jokes aside, boys, what a night, man.
We did it.
I want to say personally, obviously, anybody in the crowd that pulled up, appreciate you lot. You get me? 100%. Without you lot, we can't make it happen.
We have to call you Marcus Rashford from now on.
Why?
We were doing a live show, bro. He went on break. Bro, he left to... Bro, he was in the crowd, bro. Enjoying. We're on the stage saying, bro, where is he?
At a point, I was on mic, like, vibing. I said, bro, man, big up the crowd. My man over there, he looks like Mark. I'm seeing Mark's by the bar, rapping with the people. Like, yeah, man. I said, Mark, what are you doing over there, man?
Rashford in Dublin, bro.
No, but you know what it is? You know what I like about that? That just shows, yeah? Because that was almost happened at the last live show. Because this venue was a little bit better, we got to actually do it. It's like at a point, we forget we're in the show, bro. We're just with the crowd.
Shall I be honest
we're
with
just
you,
vibes in.
I needed 10.
That's mad. That's what you said when you came back. That's what you said when you came back.
I needed.
But you weren't even rested.
Who did
10?
You tell?
No, I was burst. I didn't tell no one.
I hear it.
I was burst.
Right, listen.
I've done
everyone
shows.
Everyone done well, you know?
I've done shows before. There was about 15 men on the stage. You're not really going to miss me. You know what I'm trying to say? That? You are doing your job. You can do your job. I turned to Poet. I said, Poet, I need to go to the toilet.
Oh, you spoke to the gaffer?
Yeah, I told the Poet. I said, Poet, I need to go to the toilet. And I just got up and I bopped off. Yeah. And I'm telling you now, I went to the toilet, I put the lid down, and I just sat on it. I just sat on it, blood. I was burst.
Them tactical.
Bro, yeah. You were mash up when you came back.
I was burst.
Man, I was burst.
And then I doubled back. And then as soon as I got back to the stage, I heard man talk about, bro, where's Margs, dog? Where's Margs? And I just walked back like it was planned.
No, because Margs, you see, even at our point, you're in the crowd, you've locked eyes with man. So I thought, cool, this is when you pattern. You've just started a convo with the next don. Like, yeah, man, walk on. Like, and it's like, it's your dogs as well. So I said, if we don't call him now, he's over there, bro. Like, he don't know what he's in Hackney, bro. You can't tell him nothing. He's home. You understand, bro? Someone tell him something.
But I didn't fall off though. I took the time
not
I needed.
No, no.
Composed
all,
myself. Came back. Finished the game strong.
Someone run a Rolex and almost gave his address.
Bro, he was gonna give out his.
It was because you started to G-check, man. You became, bro. He goes, actually, where are you from? Where do you live?
He said, yeah. He goes, my name's Michael and I'm from Rim. I said, no. We gotta do some more non-football episodes for the crowd and teach them life, I think. I can't lie, because they do not know.
He was about to break off every piece of information. I was like, just quickly so we know where to find you. Give us your name, your address, your postcode, national insurance number. He's like, yeah, I'm losing. Get off the stage. Cut. Losing, get off the stage, you idiot.
Man, I had to give him my jacket, everything. He said, yeah, I'm in a Napoli team. McTominay. I said, brother, relax. But nah, man, good night, man.
Hope you enjoy your watch, Gilly, man.
Good night, man. Good night.
It was dope. Remember, there's going to be BTS to the live show on the Patreon coming soon. So make sure you go sign up. You see all of that. Obviously, great show, guys. Energy was right. Obviously, had a United feel to it. I think we liked it. I think we should consider this moving forward in the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, just
not a bad all, show,
when
man.
It gets toxic.
All United lineups. But yeah, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, do all of that stuff. We've got a fantasy football league. This is my first year doing fantasy football because I used to do Dream Team because I think Dream Team was the coldest.
It's easier.
Dream Team was cold, but then obviously, you know what it is? Sun was too much. I had to just walk on the right side of history and I just left Dream Team alone. I don't do the fantasy football thing. It's my first time. So I'm involved. I'm going to see if I do good or whatever. But yeah, you can join our fantasy football league. The code is UNL6RT. All the details are in the...
R2.
Dyslexia, though.
That's UNL6R2.
Why did I say T?
What that stands Dyslexia. For, that is Universal National League 6
Round
Regions
2.
Oh. Round two, yeah. Six round two. Yeah. All details.
Go.
All details in the description block. It's the Ten Hag fit. I can't do this, Margs, bro. Text man or something. I would have put on the Wenger jacket. We would have linked up. Yeah. All details in the description box below. Big up the people, man.
Peace out, man. See you next week.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.